If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are check.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
How's it going, everybody? How's your life? How's a hole? Stick it in your hole. Right. I think I found that. What episode? Episode are we on? We're on episode 43? Is it episode 43?
I don't know what episode
I think
it is.
It's on episode 43. Which
but we're
means...
going to snap as well, Suzanne FM. Do you want a snap?
Yeah, do you know what I'll do? I'm fucking gone off the old snaps. I'm into the Instagram snaps. The Instagram snap. They're very good. Although all I've done is literally consistently and absolutely put up loads of pictures of me dogs.
Right.
Sleeping dogs, running dogs, beaching dogs, dogs on my bed, dogs on the floor, dogs licking empty bowls that I've been finished with. So that's pretty much all I've put on the Instagram. Snap story, that's what it's called.
Finally, we got there in the end.
Instagram snap story. I have to say, I really enjoy it. I'm getting a kick out of it, much more than I ever did out of Snapchat. I always felt like an intruder on Snapchat.
And you were the one who was all like, yeah, go on Snapchat.
I know, yeah, but I did, because it is great, but I've always felt like an intruder on Snapchat, if you know what I mean. A bit of an intruder. Do you know what I realised as well yesterday? Do you know what I'm fucking doing? I'm 41 and I'm white, right? I'm an inappropriate person. If you hit an age, right, you realise it all at once. 41, you're inappropriate. People start worrying for you We wonder why you're in places. It's like people think, who's your man? What's your man? You hear that all the time. What's your man doing over there? What's he doing over there? I start saying to people, I'm going to go for a walk in the park, and they're like, on your own? You can't go on your own. You're a man.
That's because of previous.
I've never had previous spookadelics with anybody. It's because I'm a man. So you're 41. And they just go, fuck, oh, you're in your 40s and you're just become an inappropriate person. They're just like, no, you can't go. You're going out on your own. No, you're not. So people don't wonder what you're doing out there on your own. People that think you're up to all sorts. I go with you. I get me jacket. You can't go out there on your own.
Oh, brilliant.
That's why there's men's clubs, I think. That's why.
Like men's sheds.
Men's sheds, yeah. And because men's diving, you know, swimming groups and all. It's not because they want to hang out together. It's just because they just want to feel not fucking inappropriate for a couple of minutes.
What has happened that this is now that you're... Has someone upset you?
No, I just realised it. I was doing a thing yesterday. Right. I was walking around town yesterday on my own. Right.
Inappropriate.
And I wasn't wearing my helmet. So I was inappropriate. And I started realising I was
getting
looks.
Helmet is more inappropriate, just wandering around wearing a helmet.
No, because it looks like I have something to do. So it looks like I'm on a mission.
I know, you're just having a breakdown.
I look like a man that's going somewhere, at least I look like a man with a purpose.
Don't, you're just like a man wandering town with a stupid helmet on his head.
Well, maybe I'm inappropriate doing that as well, but I don't see it. The peripheral vision has always prevented me from seeing how inappropriate I appear to members of the public. And it suddenly dawned on me, the day you realise you're inappropriate, oh, that's a fucking day. I had it yesterday.
What were you doing? Were you in the park?
Sitting in a radio station first.
Okay.
And there was women walking past, just minding their own business at work, going, you have to pass me to get to the coffee counter.
Right.
And I was like...
Was this it? He went into a VO in the national, one of the national broadcasts?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it was in Today FM. I was sitting there. And I could see them walking past.
There's a court case coming.
And I'd be like, hell yeah.
Inappropriate in Today FM. We're trying to get employed and you're inappropriate.
But I could see them walking past and I'm like, hell yeah. Hey, what's... And I could see, I'm making people uncomfortable. By being...
I know, you're having a breakdown of some description.
I'm making people uncomfortable.
No, you're being weird.
I walk into a room and... Do you know how I noticed as well? I can see women, mothers.
Right.
And they're using me.
Strange man.
Yeah. They're using me to say, if you don't calm down, that man is going to come over and he's going to get you.
No, unfortunately for you, that's just natural selection. That just happens. If there's any man around, we'll pick any of them.
I know. White men in their 40s are who you pick, though. I'm telling you.
That's, I mean, that seems to be some type of widest racism. I don't know.
It's racism.
I think maybe that's just because you're all racists. I think that's maybe just because there's going to be, in terms of how many black, white, Indian, I don't know, Japanese, Chinese people going to be rocking around at that one particular time.
No, it's me. It's white people. If you saw a black man in a pool on his own, or a Chinese man, or an Indian man, you'd say, fair play to him. That man enjoys swimming. If you saw me in a pool on my own, you'd say, what the fuck is he doing here? You'd be like, weird.
Yeah, but PJ, I know
there's
you.
There's kids in the pool and he's swimming up his own. Like an oddball doesn't even know anybody. He's out there doing the backstroke.
Oh, you're a weirdo. You're actually having a crisis. You're going to start covering yourself in tinfoil.
I'm telling you. I feel
they're
it.
Coming for me.
I can,
I'm covering myself in tinfoil.
I can feel it. And let's be honest, is there any plight as serious as that of the middle-aged white man?
Episode 43.
The most put upon members of society, are we not? The hardest done by people.
Oh my God, oh. You're going to end up in like an RTE documentary.
Yeah, the plight.
The plight.
Plight of the white man.
The plight of the 40-year-old white man. Yeah, my name's PJ. I find mostly when I'm around town I'm not wearing my helmet that people look at me and go, what the fuck's that guy doing?
Yeah, that is when you say things like that, you suddenly realise you're in bad company, you know? Because you say things like that, what you mean to say is, it's a bit comic, and then you suddenly get someone agreeing with you and they've got like a swastika on their head going, yeah, man!
Fuck them all!
It's like, we gotta take our country back! Yo! And they start yee-hawing and whoop-whooping out of them and you're
Trump,
oh, Jesus.
Tattooed on their arms. Yeah, I think that you've lost your shit. That's basically my long and my short synopsis of what's going on there is, I think, possibly...
I do think I have a point, and I also realised...
No, because you're going to go to the far side of that. So you go through... It's like girls. You go through kind of your teenage years where everything has to be done in a pack because you can't even go to the toilet by yourself. That lessens in your 20s and you all go to the toilet together more just to talk about whoever didn't come to the toilet. And then into your 30s, going to the toilet by yourself, especially if you have kids, is literally... just like the most, it's a spa treatment. Going to the toilet by yourself is a spa. Like when I'm in work.
This is why men go to the toilet for a poo for so long. Sometimes it's the best part of your day. It's like meditation.
Well,
it's like mindfulness.
In my house, my child tries to look underneath the door. Daddy, oh, geez, daddy, daddy. And then he's like, he tries another. He's like, Joey. you go to the toilet. At home, my son opens the door and comes in. And now he's kind of just confused because he's like, why does my dad stand and my mom sit? And this is all. So he doesn't know what to be doing with himself.
Yeah, the truth. So we'll never know the answer.
You'll
to that,
come full circle on this in the fact that then you know the way older men, older men. I don't understand why men don't sit anyway. It just seems like more sense things to do. Just enjoy yourself, dangle your legs, even if you're not pooping. But more men then go, you know, lads like go to the lads go to the bar by themselves. Do you know, you go full circle.
I know, you get to a certain point.
Whereas
though,
if you're a 40-year-old woman, you wouldn't sit in a bar by yourself because instantly they would think you're a prosy.
But a 40-year-old man is on a bar on his own. That's kind of the only place he can go. And then you get to a certain age, I think, where no matter what you do, no one gives a shit anymore.
But that's what I'm saying, then you'll get to...
So I do nothing now, and everyone gives a shit because everybody thinks I'm a weirdo or a creep or something.
I think that's just in general, people just think that about you.
Maybe. Maybe it is my head. Maybe I have the head of a weirdo. I don't know.
We've talked about this cabbage head before.
Yeah, you're right. There's a fucking head like a cabbage on my shoulders. I understand that. But I think most men do look like cabbagey-headed people. And maybe I'm more cabbagey than them. I don't fucking know.
Who knows?
I do know I'll get to a certain age where nobody will take me serious at all. Like, I could be caught in my front garden raping the neighbour's cat. And eventually someone will go, ah, sure, he's in the 70s. He's grand.
There is that.
You know that when you get to that point where people go, ah,
please don't rape cats.
No. Or koalas, as we figured out last week.
I'm sorry, the koala thing was out of control last week. Thank you for all of your tweets on that. Actually, speaking of which, you need to give a pair of socks to the gentleman who sent the picture of the koala in the Knicks, because that was my favourite picture.
Oh, the koala in the dress, a fancy koala, yeah.
It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So
yeah, so Funky Foot Socks, I got to send him a set.
Yeah, we'll hook
socks.
You up. Funky. Thank you to Funky Foot Socks, as always, as well. They're the L legends that are. And we'll have more animal facts coming up at some point as well.
Will I do them now? No, I won't do them now, will I? Or will I do them now?
Completely up to you.
Fucking love animal facts, especially since we got that new list.
Yeah.
I'm mad for animal facts. Let me just dig out my little list of animal facts. This is the list that keeps on giving, by the way. Like, these are some of the greatest animal facts we've ever had on this podcast, bar none. Oh, I'll have to flick through the pages. 1 second. Fucking hate that. You know when you go onto a fucking website and it's like, the 10 things you need to know before you leave the house or whatever, and then you click and you read the first one and you have to go next page, next page, next page,
and then you have to skip an ad.
And 7 pages
through.
In, you just think, oh, fuck off, you're telling me how to live my life, you don't even know how to fucking put a website together.
You know, we'll give away 2 pairs of socks. We haven't done socks in ages, by the way. I'm listening to what you're saying, but Sean O'Farrell sent Betty the Fighting Irish ready for WDWF. Because remember we were saying about the wrestling dogs, the thing he wanted to start, he has a little thing on him. So we'll get Funky Foot Socks to send you for show a set of socks. And then I'm trying to find the koala in the polka dot dress. We'll find your name and we'll get that as well. So don't worry about it. Have you got your animal facts?
Animal facts. Animal facts, I got those animal facts.
Like you mean it now.
Animal facts, I got those animal facts. Yeah, animal facts. Good ones again today, let me tell you. Who knew? Who fucking knew that elephants were absolutely the most musical creatures on the face of the earth?
What?
Yeah, yeah. Who knew elephants, believe it or not, can keep a beat better than humans? Right, so they can. So if you get a beat, right, you play a song.
They can
tap their trunk.
Don't
right?
go, Rosa Tralee, I mean.
No. But check it out. So they can keep a beat better than humans.
Wait, what? With their trunk?
With their foot? With their trunk? With their little whippy tail? Basically, if you put
whip their tail back.
Phil Collins in a room, one of the fucking most legendary drummers of all time.
Oh yes, he was a legendary.
He was a legendary drummer. You stick him in a room with a fucking elephant, start playing something difficult to keep a beat to, like maybe Slayer's, Army of Darkness shit. Start sticking that on double bass. Right? Now, he's an experienced drummer. An elephant can actually keep a beat better than Phil the fuck Collins.
So Cadbury's missed a trick there with the gorilla. They should have elephant on the drums.
Oh, big time, yeah.
I really like elephants.
Oh, everybody loves an elephant. Mm. Everybody loves an elephant. If you don't love an elephant, you're actually a real strange person. End of story. Yeah. Strange as fuck, actually.
Okay, so that's a good one.
Hyenas.
Yeah.
Are female-dominated species.
And that makes sense. makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And by the way, back on koalas again. Eucalyptus, it's really bad for them, right? It's really fucking bad for them. So I'm learning that I really love koalas because these fuckers know how to live, right?
They're hardcore, aren't they?
Yeah. But it is literally all they'll eat, okay. Right? Despite its lack of nutritional value. So it's no nutritional value to them, but it's all they'll eat. They eat it. They don't give a shit. Right? So it rots their teeth. And when their teeth fall out, they starve to death because they can't chew their food anymore. So koalas are not only riddled with chlamydia.
Riddled.
Right? We were saying don't fuck a koala last week. But this week.
Health and safety.
We found out.
Yes.
Through animal facts.
Yes.
That if you get an elderly koala.
Yeah.
He will give you a fantastic blowjob.
Oh my God.
Because he'll have rotted his teeth. With the eucalyptus.
How did I not see that coming? No.
I mean, they're the animal that just keep on fucking giving, aren't they? I mean, you get a koala, a mild-mannered koala, right? He's sitting there, he's there going, you can't ride me now. I've got a savage case of the clap. You'll be riddled. You'll be green.
Can you not get chlamydia from a blowjob?
Your Mickey looks like me eucalyptus
Luminous.
Suit if you fucking ride me. But good luck for you, because I've eaten so much eucalyptus, I'm gone all gummy, and I'll riddle the cock off you. They'd be brilliant yokes. So who knew? They really are the animal that just keeps on giving, is the koala.
I'm afraid to take a drink.
But you have to admit.
No, I know. Why is it? No one succeeds like a gummy No one succeeds like a gummy budgie.
Like a gummy bubby. A gummy budgie.
Yeah, no one succeeds.
No one succeeds.
Like a gummy budgie.
I don't get it.
No one sucks
seeds.
Oh,
sucks seeds. Oh, Jesus.
That was incredible.
Okay, I'm going to give one more.
Go on, okay.
One more sexual animal fact.
Why are they all sexual? How is this list. Animal facts has now just become a sexual thing. It really is. It's inappropriate sexual. It should just be sexual animal facts.
They are, yeah.
Sexual chocolate.
They're the good ones, though, right? So drone bees, right? Drone bees.
What are drone beans?
Bees, like brrrr. So there's queen bees and there's the drones. She has all the little lads.
So the drones are all the fellas who go out working.
They're just the lads doing their shit, right? Mm. So the drone bees, they die immediately after mating with the queen, right? Due to a powerful ejaculation, right? So they basically, they come so hard that their penis flies out of their abdomen and he dies while having the best orgasm of his life. They come and go at the same time. Isn't that fucking amazing?
This is the thing, right? This is why we have to do this show where people can physically see your face, because the shit that I have to put up with. Because you make these faces at me as if to go,
huh? Yeah. I mean, come on. Imagine, they come so hard, they're making flies off.
So how many of them, like, she'd have to be very careful about who she's banging and what she's banging and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because she could clear out the whole hive.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
if she was mad for it, what's that called? If she was sitting on every bee Mickey in the village, like, she would be, she'd have killed, there wouldn't be any honey, let's just say. She wouldn't be, the koalas wouldn't be the only one starving to death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We wouldn't be having any honey.
Nobody.
What happened to that hive? Well, she's a, what's that called? She's a nympho. She's a nymphobesiac, and there's not a drone left. So then, now I have so many questions about bees. I'm like, do the girl bees work? Are they all like?
No.
So how do they don't. How, so what happens with them? Do they not die? Girl bees are queens.
Girl bees.
Is that it?
Yeah. If you're born a girl bee, you're born very lucky. It's like you're born a rich Arab. So you a rich Arab man.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
Being an Arab, right? Let's show me where we're going with this.
You get to inherit an awful lot of good shit. You sort of become queen of the mountain. You own a lot of stuff you never really had anything to do. Let's replace honey with oil.
Boy Arabs not getting more than girl Arabs.
But it's like being born a female bee is like being born a male Arab oil man. If you know what I mean.
Sorry, I get you now.
And then he gets to choose all his wives, of course.
Of course.
To sell his oil. He can generally treat people like they want. So a queen bee is essentially the same. Just she takes over the hive. She rides people. As soon as she's done, Mickey off. They go out with a bit of a smile on their face.
So do you reckon then if there's like, you know, if you see like quite an impressive beehive, quite like a big beehive.
Yeah, like a big yoke, yeah.
You'd just be like, she's frigid.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess she's more into the honey than the riding, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense in that environment.
You know, like the drone could come up and be like, hey, queen, sup? Looking good today. And she'd be like, get back to work and keep your penis to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, keep that in your pants.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice? That's like what people say to boys anyway. That'll kill you.
Yeah, it's true.
You think it's true, you're Mickey, son. You know something, you'll be dead.
Yeah. If you don't stop playing with that, it'll fall off.
Go out and get a living, make a living for yourself. Find something worthwhile to do.
Leave yourself alone.
Oh, Jesus. Mm. So that's the animal facts.
Well, they're very good.
I went to do Ashtanga yoga. Have you ever done
this? Is that the hot one?
It is hot, but it's not very hot.
Okay.
So I went to do this thing because Bikram yoga is the one.
Sorry, Bikram. Joey did Bikram quite a bit.
Oh, fuck me.
Said it's like cruel.
It was horrible.
So what's your one?
So this one is mildly hot. So it's warm.
Oh, I like a warm room.
But it's a bit too warm, even, like, I have to say.
Boys, you're all, the temperature for men and women is just a note.
But that's just because yous are always freezing. Women are always freezing.
Always.
You're trying to get the ride. Oh, it's freezing. Oh, can you, but me hand sticking out of the bed. It's freezing. Oh, Jesus. Are you all right? Oh, come on. Oh, Jesus, me foot's sticking freezing. You're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
No, that's not cold. That's just you.
That's just my effect. Yeah. I give people cold chills.
Yeah. Turn my blood
But
cold.
I did this Ashtanga yoga. And, man, I thought... Oh, I don't know how to put this without sounding like a bit of an ass, but I thought, you know...
I mean, come on.
I thought, you know, you're going to have to abandon scepticism. Leave your cynicism at the door, I thought, right? So
I'm sure he does, yeah.
Yeah, so I went in, and this guy, this nice guy, he's a nerdy lad, And I thought, you know, fuck it, I'm going with it.
I won't hold that against him.
Yeah, I won't hold that against him. So he's up there and he's going, hey, are you? You know, I'm from the north, but I'm really peaceful. You know, that sort of voice. Yeah. Almost like he's a priest giving a gospel.
Okay.
So he was up there talking and he goes, now I know not everybody's into the mind element of the yoga and you might be here for whatever reason, but if you do feel tight in your legs or in your arms, remember it is a full moon and a new moon. And a new moon means you might feel a little tighter than you'd normally feel. I was like, oh, here we fucking go, right? But I went with it.
I mean, this is completely up your street.
And I went, yeah.
Of all the people.
But I went with it and I was there fucking...
Did you
know
feel
something?
Any tightness?
I felt a bit of tightness.
Right.
And then it became a bit of looseness.
Okay.
And then I was all happy that I was getting loosey in the hippies and the arms were doing a little bit more than they were before and all the training sort of soreness was going away. And then you do this thing where you're sort of balancing on one leg and your hands down by your foot and then you change direction.
Mm.
And fuck me, was it ruined. There was a woman in front of me with the most unbelievable see-through leggings I've ever had in my life. To say, oh, there was nothing left to the imagination is I know that woman better than I've known any woman I've ever met in my fucking life. A half an hour of staring into her vagina. And I mean into it. And
your obstetrician gynecologist doesn't get that.
Oh, I know, I tell you. And whatever way the leggings held everything open, in the certain stances, it was like, holy Jesus.
She giving her a tap and go, it's yeah. not yoga, it's Kegels you
I
should be
couldn't
doing.
Have given her a tap. Oh my God, can you imagine? So, did you touch me on the vagina? I couldn't see anything else. I just wanted to get your attention. But it was fucking, it would have thought, you know them leggings? Yeah. Do you ever get them leggings? And they're totally black.
Though, yeah. They're not.
They're fucking so, black.
They're see-through.
And you bend over 12 degrees. Like literally, you put your arm up and everything changes colour. All of a sudden, they're flesh-coloured whole leggings. I could see the shade of her bottom change as it moved into the centre. I could see it. I could see the skin tone change as it went down towards the vajayjay. I could see it.
No.
I could see everything. I mean, I'm saying now she must have shaved because there was no... Because it was that deep. It was that fucking detailed. And I thought I was just finding a bit of mental peace. And the next thing I'm looking up a strange woman's vagina for a half an hour. And there's nowhere else to look. It, like, just looking at... Okay,
looking.
I look at me thumbs. But he's like, lift your neck. Lift your neck. Don't forget, there's a new moon. I was there going, this is a fucking moon. This is the literal moon.
Full moon, half there moon, is, total eclipse.
This is a fucking total eclipse. Like, I'm never going to see in my life. This was it was the sun, moon, the stars and the deers in the park I was looking at. And it was unreal. For a full half an hour, totally distracted. And then I realised I didn't pay him enough at the start. I had to go to the car and get another fiver. And I mean, I felt like he was taking the fiver off me because I got to see a bottom. Do you know that way? It felt like mad.
It all went a bit blue.
So now, yeah. So now I don't know what Ashtanga yoga is about. I don't know if it's good or bad because halfway through it was all about.
So were you just literally just staring at that woman's vagina through the whole thing? And just he was saying things, so you were just kind of following instruction, going, "That's a bit of that there." And
well, just no matter what way you move, you were looking. And then, and like,
did she not have knickers on?
She did, yeah, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter. Or at least maybe it was just a knicker lining or something. I don't know. I could see everything. No, so there obviously wasn't knickers. There
was
a line.
Had little knickers.
There was
on.
A line that looked like there could have been knickers. But
she could have had like a little gear on or something.
The leggings were so tight they obviously made the knickers invisible as well. It was mad. Mad. It's just very distracting. It's very distracting.
Well, it is. I mean, a vagina in the face is distracting.
And I'm talking, it was a foot and a half from your head. Foot
oh,
and a half.
I thought you were talking about her vagina. It's like
she had a vagina that was a foot and a half long. Foot and a half. Her ass crack was 6 feet. Her vagina was a foot and a half. I know to the inch because I had time to measure it.
Oh man.
No, I'm not criticising the woman's body at all. It was just a see-through.
We didn't see her body,
yeah,
you just
poor
saw
woman.
Her.
Yeah, poor, like she, I don't know. She obviously, I should have probably said something, but then how do you say something?
At what point you go, sorry, I'm looking up your gaiter?
Yeah,
like,
I
you
don't
can't.
Know.
There's
I don't know.
No.
I fucking don't know.
I'd be mortified.
Is there a proper thing you do? Like, when you can actually see someone, that might as well be in the nip. What do you do? Are you supposed
know.
To say something? I don't fucking know.
See, I'm always like that because you see people in leggings, and obviously because I'm currently like in that stage where like leggings are a lot more comfortable than trying to like wrangle my fucking thighs into a pair of jeans. But I spend my time, if I put on a pair of leggings, going to Joey, what about this way? And can you see the, I see through this? Because you just see, you know, when you're walking down
you have
the
to
road.
Do the squat test,
yeah,
right?
And I'm like, you're walking down the road and you just look at someone's back and you're like, it's a fucking hole. And then I have their t-shirts on, they're just walking down the road going, hey. And you're like, you're.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm going to, you know what, maybe I'll do. No, I won't. I always say I'm going to do these things and then I'm always glad I don't do them. But I should actually try and buy a set of leggings and walk around full see-through leggings and see if anyone says anything to me through
That's
the day.
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean? But that would mean displaying myself. So there's no point in doing that.
No,
I'll be
you
on could the front
put on a little. Yeah, you would.
Be on the front of the Daily Mail.
And you wonder why people think that you're fucking weird.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate and weird. PJ Gallagher walks around Grafton Street with his goodies hanging out. I'm trying to see. It's a legging experiment,
oh,
okay?
God.
Oh, brilliant. Well, so that's new. Are you going to go back and try more Ashtanga?
Yeah, but I'm sitting in the front row. I'm going to go back on Sunday and give it another go, yeah?
Right,
okay. Because I think there's something to it. I think it felt really nice.
I think I'd like yoga. I keep saying I'm going to go and do Pilates for like pregnancy. And then I just get lazy.
Yeah.
Like I do. Like my husband totally puts me to shame. Like Joey, because obviously it's going into Champo season now. So everything just gets ramped up for training. So he's like training like four times a week and he's playing ball. And it's like, meanwhile, he leaves and goes to training. The baby goes, well, it's not a baby, but the small terrorist who lives in my house goes to bed. And I sit there and eat. Competitively,
you know something, but you know you're pregnant again.
Joey was coming home the other night.
You can't be hiding yourself.
Joey's coming home the other night. Do you want anything? Like he just means as in the garage. Like as in, do you want anything? And I was like, yes, I do. And he's like, well, what do you want me to pick? Like, or do we need to anything picked up? As in milk, bread, you know, the basics. And I went, yeah. And he's like, what do you need? I went, a caramel sundae from McDonald's. He's like, not exactly en route from Jude's to home. That's
you're like, I don't care.
And I'm like,
I'm carrying your baby. You're going to get me.
And like 10 o'clock at night, I'm sitting in bed watching the roast chili. I regret nothing.
Ah, in fairness, you always look very well. You do. Like, I don't think you can't be too hard on yourself, especially when you're literally about to have a baby.
Yeah, I'm literally.
You're
going
to have a baby by the end of this podcast.
No, I won't literally have a baby, but definitely don't need a baby by the end of this podcast. A couple of weeks, thanks. And also, you've seen enough vaginas for today. I don't want you put through a crowning one.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Neither of us would want that, let's be honest.
I mean, I feel we've only found a certain common ground in this relationship. I think it could just ruin it for good.
I was looking at Conor McGregor's fight. I don't know if you were watching Conor McGregor was fighting Nate Diaz.
I watched it back on Sunday morning.
Oh yeah, well I didn't watch it live because it was ridiculous hours of the day. Well actually no, I would have watched it live on it, I just couldn't get it on my telly.
Yeah, we had to pay.
I
don't think it was on any of the dodgies.
But I don't have proper
sports
channels.
You don't have a telly or anything, you just have your laptop.
So if I couldn't get it on the laptop I was fucked. Like. But man, that lad is unbearably confident, isn't he? I mean he's so confident.
You
have to hand it to him.
I think you have to be for the nature of what they do. You can't kind of go.
Oh, there's nothing like
you couldn't take an Irish approach to that. You couldn't go. Sure, listen, we'll see what happens. It'll be grand. You have to be. You have to kind of have that mental American. I'm unbelievable.
Yeah, he's done that. He's adopted
that.
Even though he is Irish, he's adopted this whole. Fucking,
but
you know,
I think it's just in sport in general. I think
his man voice that he doesn't that he got somewhere that nobody knows where his voice comes from.
Hate that. when he goes crumbling because he did a deadly interview. Did you see the like half hour long interview that he did the press conference that now not the one actually
the bottle
just,
throwing.
He's just yeah no not that one where we're not what's ridiculous that was like a school year I think no he did it he just did a sit down Q&A with a bunch of journalists and then he does that very. Kind of complex accent where he breaks down all of his war.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Nate Diaz on. He does that. But then sometimes when they catch him off guard, they ask me questions like, I don't give a fuck about them. They're bleeding dweebs.
Yeah.
And he goes to Crumlin. And I'm like, I really like you when you're crumbling.
Yeah,
and he was
when he's
very
himself.
Amusing. He came out with great lines. He was very amusing. But then when he's doing the clear, concise, caught out answers.
Yeah, he got the deal.
He kind of does, doesn't he? He kind of goes, I'm
will going to sit on your head and then I'm going to beat you on the bollocks with the button. He it's does just, whatever it is. Like, kinda, no, I can't
he,
do his
he
fucking
He over enunciates.
So, yeah. But I have to say, the confidence though.
Oh, but he like.
His confidence is just un. But do you reckon he was always like that? Like his whole life?
No.
Like, do you reckon? No.
No.
I don't know.
I think it's sports psychology. Actually,
so he wasn't like
I
the look, first time he had a girlfriend. It wasn't like, you know, when they get the ride. There you go. I told you I was going to give you the best ride of your life. Yeah. You never get that again. No way. One time only. Yeah, gorgeous.
No.
I don't know.
I think he probably has some self-belief, but it's 100% sports psychology because it's even down to like different footballers. Like the whole now, like if you look at without going up talking about the GAA too much or whatever, but even how a championship team like performs, so like Kerry or Dublin or any of them, Northies, wherever they're from. So the whole regime now of how like a team would have trained in the 80s for All Ireland football. And now the regime that they're even a club level, the regime that they're in, they have sports psychologists, they have their nutritionists, they do Ashtanga, they do Bikram yoga, they do all of these different things. So it's not just about being good at a certain discipline. It's a whole, like, that's what he's saying. He's in a camp. Like, they've set up a purpose-made camp. So you have to be, I would think psychologically, you have to be like, I'm fucking deadly. And like, there was, I watched the fight. Did you watch the fight back?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Like, your man, Nate Diaz, ain't messing around.
No, he's not
like,
fucking
he
around.
They kicked the bollocks out of each other.
Yeah. Oh, it was unbelievable. And like,
the
Nate
hits
Diaz.
He's taken. And then Joey was explaining to me because he's obviously two.
He had to go up a weight, up 2 weights, yeah.
So he's like, think about the force.
That you're getting hit with.
So if you're going down weights, you're kind of, at least you're a little bit bigger, but the hits aren't as hard. But if you're going up,
you have the
force of that.
The body mass alone, yeah. Sure, 2 pounds or 10 pounds in fighting is a huge amount. So
I'd be
mad.
In the corner, fetal, bawling.
Yeah, I'd be there going, right, you're going to put me in the ring with Nate Diaz for 3 million or 1.7 million, say, that Nate Diaz got. Or you're going, how long do I have to last?
So if I just go in and he hits me and 10 seconds, I go, I'm out.
I would be fucking running away from that bastard.
And also, because wasn't it, they did five-minute rounds, which is unheard of. Like, apparently that in itself is just
it's pretty
crazy.
And Diaz doesn't get tired. So Diaz, he swims the San Francisco Channel for training.
Just for shits and giggles.
For his cardio. So he gets into the water, swims the channel. Like, that's the fucking... At one stage, they thought Alcatraz was the most escapable place ever because that was supposed to be uncrossed. But that's his cardio. That's his fucking sessions. Then he goes out on his bikes. So you can't make him tired. So you can pound him and beat him and smash him. He'll never get tired. So you could see at the end of the fight, McGregor was starting to blow. He was starting to gas it a little bit. Running out of wind, running out of energy. He'd scored more points, but Diaz had definitely won that last round. And another round, he may have put him away.
I think he would have put him away if he had gone to the next round.
Like, unbelievable. It's a savage sport, though, isn't it?
On both levels. Like, it's savage in the sense of the way, like I was saying to Joey, I was like, Jesus. At one point, they were kind of doing it. They do that hug thing where they're not hugging each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing nice. And they're hugging. And like, literally, Nate's blood was dripping down Conor McGregor's back. And I was like, Joey, I'm going to vomit. I was like, it's so grotesque. And then they were like, the commentary was like, and Nate is finding it hard to see because the blood is impairing his vision. I'm like, can they not just stop and let him wash his face? You can see I'm trying to wipe the blood and they're like, his vision is, it's mental.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
mental.
Hard going.
It's up. And he's like,
I think if there wasn't an Irish interest in it, I'd probably have no interest in it. You know, that kind
of 100%. Like, but he's like, he's completely changed the face of the UFC. He's changed everything about it. Now, Joey and his mates were into it like kind of a couple of years ago and Conor McGregor wasn't really around. They went over to Vegas and see it. So he'd be versed on what it's all about. But it's a mental health sport. I find any of those sports just really difficult. And it's purely from my own standpoint, because I cannot in any fathom any way whatsoever why you would willingly get into a ring and ask someone to beat the bollocks out of you.
Well, you don't ask them to. You try and beat them first.
I know, but you're going to take a hit.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So I have no... Why?
I told you I tried to do boxing, didn't I? Did I never tell you?
No.
I used to talk about it on stage for years. I got in to do this because Francis Barrett, he's a traveller, right? And he fought for Ireland in the Olympics in 1996 out in Atlanta. And we were doing this documentary with him.
Talk into your microphone.
Oh, yeah, we were doing this documentary with him. And I asked, and he said, yeah, I'll help you out. No problem, I'll help you out. But you have to do something for me, right? So I had to do this this charity boxing match for the blind, right? For the blind. So I never tell you
the blind boxing.
No, like, obviously, no, that'd be fucking totally unfair, just boxing the head off blind people.
Meant as in blind people boxing each other. Officially Sorry, it was a fundraiser.
Yeah, I had to beat the shit out of some blind people to raise money for the deaf.
Equal rights.
So, no, we had to fight each other to raise money for this blind charity.
Right,
I don't even fucking know what it was.
Okay, anyway.
But I turn up anyway, right? Mm. I thought white-collar boxing it is, right? It's white-collar boxing. Mm. A few years ago.
Oh, yeah, Joey did that, and they did in the club. They do loads of fundraisers, and everyone goes and learns. Michael Caruth taught them.
A few years ago, yeah, it was all the... Well, you see this, Michael Caruth taught them. I didn't know anyone was teaching fucking anything. I thought you turned up through a few digs, had a laugh, like it was like watching WWE.
Did you not go like training twice a week?
No, I fucking didn't. And then I turn up, right?
On the
night. And there's lads doing speed bags and fucking shit. I was there going, right, Francis, I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking doing it, right? I'm just not fucking doing it. I talked about this in stand-up for years. And then Francis goes to me. He goes, oh, no, you'll be grand. Don't worry about us, right? Don't worry about us. What you need to do is you need to just keep doing the same thing over and over again. And then your man won't respect it. Right? I was like, oh, not only did I believe him, I thought I was going to win the fucking fight. I was going to win the fucking fight. So I get into the boxing ring and I'm looking at me mates who are in the front row seats and I'm doing this thing, middle laugh, this goofing, acting the fucking goonball, right? And their man's bigger than me, a big long lanky head, and I'm from Monaghan. He was so fucking big they couldn't even find runners to fit him, so he's wearing a pair of shoes, right, in a boxing ring, and he's holding his hands real low, like down by his man tits, right? So I'm thinking, I'm gonna punch him in the fucking face, right? I'm gonna punch him in his fat fucking face. I'm gonna smash him in his big fucking mush, right? So I throw a punch which was more like a windmill arm. I'd missed his head completely, and then I saw a white flash, just like bang, and he hit me so fucking hard, he turned the headgear around on my face. So I was just looking through the ear hole. I'm looking through the fucking ear hole. And I'm walking around the ring going, help me! Help me! Fucking get the heart machine! Get the fucking heart machine! Get the boom boom! Oh, Jesus, I'm dying! Get the fucking boom boom! And then the referee comes over and he looks at me like, oh, stop the fight! Stop the fight! I can't breathe! I'm having a heart attack! Get the fucking boom boom! Right? Because he winded me. He hit me in the ribs. I know all the wind went out of my body. I couldn't fucking breathe. I'd never been winded before. I thought I was having a cardiac arrest.
This is what
he hit me in the head, and then he fucking hit me in the chest and knocked the wind out of me. And then I'm lying on the ground, and the referee, guess what he says? One! And then, no! Get the fucking boom boom machine! Help the fuck out of me! Help me! And then he goes, two! I'm there, look, you fucking asshole! I'm gonna be dead before seven! Get the fucking heart machine! And then the guy from the Red Cross gets in. Right, because he's now laughing so much, by the way, the referee, that he stops the fight.
Does he think you're being funny?
Yeah, because and he's laughing so much he thinks, because nothing in the world, of course, is funnier than a fucking comedian in pain. A comedian that thinks he's dying is fucking hilarious, are you? He's laughing so much he turns to the blind people in the front row seats and goes, it's a pity you can't see this. And I'm fucking,
help me, help me.
And then the fucking Red Cross man gets in. Guess what he says? Do you want me to call an ambulance? And they're, you are a fucking ambulance.
You are a fucking ambulance.
Is there no, like, do you want to go to hospital? Like, apparently they can't even take you to hospital, them
that
fucks.
That happened to you at the Order of Malta when you on your bike.
Yeah, when I fell off the bike, you want me to get your foot? Same thing, same shit. And I'm lying there. But what he does go, I mean, a lot of people won't get this, but I used to do a character on TV called Jake Stevens, who was famous for whistling. Yeah. And he fucking waving a newspaper. And then he goes to me. He says, just, you'll be fine. You're not dying. He starts trying to calm me down. You're not fucking dying. I said, okay, I'm not dying. And he goes, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you. But you're not fucking dying. And he puts his finger in the air and goes, look at my finger. And when I move it, you follow it with your eyes. And I went, yeah. And he moves it and goes like this. It does a fucking Jake Stevens impression. It's like, you fucking asshole. Oh, I was just still lying there going, get the machine. Help me. So, yeah, yeah. I get what you're talking about. Fighting. Imagine doing that for a fucking living. Like, imagine.
Oh, my God, PJ. I think he nearly sent me into labour. Oh, my God. And do you know what the funny thing is? As you said that, I think I remember watching the end of that story because the RT thing that you did on stand-up.
Oh,
and that's
what
I said to you. I was like, I've never seen it in stand-up, but I saw the end of that story.
Yeah.
But I missed all the bits.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It was the most horrendous thing.
It was fucking brilliant.
I'm a fucking idiot. Like,
really?
Never underestimate how much of a fucking idiot I can be. I told you about the diving story on the podcast
that we had
before.
Yeah. What was that called again?
What would you mean it was called?
What's the thing called?
Diving board.
Well, don't be facetious.
I'm not. I'm actually, I don't know.
What's the thing? The precipice. You're Mickey sticking up.
When you get, what's it priapism.
Called? Priapism.
It's when you get a bang on the spine so bad that you think you're paralysed because your body stops moving.
Yeah.
But you know you're not paralysed because you get a huge erection.
You get an involuntary.
You get an involuntary.
Go back. If you're new to the podcast, I urge you to go back and listen to that story because that's another one.
I don't even know what episode it's in.
No, God knows. I can't believe you haven't gone back through the episodes and just like you have hours worth of stand-up here.
I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to do it because I'm supposed to be writing a new show and all I'm doing is coming in here and having fun.
I'm excited. Can you get that show written? Because I'd like to go and see you do stand up. I think you could be funny.
What's well, it's halfway done. It's halfway done. So when I get the other half, sure, you're gonna fucking have heard everything by the time I get on stage.
I'll be sitting there going, shit, next, throwing stuff at you. Heard it before.
Yeah, you're gonna have heard it. Most of it you'll have heard anyway.
Oh dear. But I swear to God that, like, do you know what? If I go over, I'm just going to go, you can just come hang out with me for a half an hour and just tell me stories and you can just send me into labour by that because it was touch and go there for a second. Oh, that was good. That was very good.
Jesus.
Oh, brilliant. That's brilliant. So anyway.
Heroes of the week. I've got two heroes of the week.
Go on, hit
me. I'm going to get all controversial again, but I do have two heroes of the week. No, I think you're going to like this.
Okay.
It's the only political thing we agree on. The two women who flew to get an abortion from Ireland over to England and live tweeted the whole experience and created kind of a stir to try and get this whole Eighth Amendment thing repealed. I have to say, it's a big move. It's a big, big move. And I don't know.
I don't know how it sits with me.
Really?
Now, I'm very much, I do believe, we've talked about this before, I do believe the Eighth Amendment needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
I do believe that women need to have choice over their body. The bit of that I'm a bit concerned about is, you know, go over for an abortion. We don't know the background as to why that woman was having an abortion. And I think a lot of the conversations that we're having about the Eighth and about abortion, people are very much basing it on medical grounds.
Yeah.
They're basing it on sexual assault. But we don't seem to address pregnancy just in the biggest form, as in, which in the UK, you can have an abortion up to 22 or 23 weeks.
Yeah.
So that is, to me, is a very blurred line. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I believe see where
women,
you're coming from.
I 100% believe women should have choice, and I'm contradicting myself in saying that, but I think...
Well, you're
I
not.
Think
you see, it's not a black and white issue. This
not.
Is the problem with this whole issue. And there's a lot of sort of, on both sides, there's a lot of sort of just such radical talk that anyone that disagrees with me or anyone that has questions is a fucking idiot, and I'm not into that either. But I kind of, you know, for me, I just thought it was a brave move because there's two women putting themselves out there. So for me, I don't...
I think it did an incredible job of highlighting that journey because I just can't even for a second think of what that journey is like and how
I guess for me
horrendous it is.
Yeah, I guess for me it highlights as well the fact that women who do choose to get an abortion for whatever reason, that they have to go to another country and then fly back home and they're on their own. Because what they've done is illegal in this country. Mm-hmm. It's seen as they're criminals, basically. Yeah. So it just showed that I think As far as I'm concerned, women should have the choice, kind of end of story.
Well, this is it. I just,
and that they shouldn't be treated as criminals and that they were given lots of levels of support, lots of grief as well. But they opened up the debate a lot.
And that's
a big thing. Yeah. I think that was a huge thing. And the fact that our Taoiseach said not a word and ignored it and pretended it didn't happen.
I think that was always going to happen. I don't believe that the Taoiseach is going to address abortion,
yeah,
the 8th,
so.
within Twitter. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. That's
but
true.
What I did like is the fact that the amount of people who, and the amount of women who came together to show whatever solidarity it was, whether they were, you know, there was a question asked about, you know, why was this particular woman having an abortion? What were the circumstances around it?
Yeah.
So it's a conversation that we all need to have as an Irish, you know, nation, as a community.
Because it's our problem now.
It is 100%.
Like it or not, it's our problem.
Was watching the other day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and I think that's great. And I think it will railroad our politicians into having Simon Harris, into having that conversation. And I think we need to have that conversation.
But please, I'd love to just hear people have it like we're having it now. We obviously still have different views on this. But it's just, please leave out the crazy. Please leave out, you know what I mean? Like this.
But it's
and
not.
And that means, the, like, because the religious end of the argument
God's
to me is like,
God.
It's fucking mad.
Mm.
I'm afraid of religion anyway. Religion to me is like alcohol. It's like alcohol. Like, it's grand in, you know, in mild doses. It's no problem.
Mm.
But then when you go full on, you know, I'm stabbing people in a hostel, fucking, you're an addict at that stage. You're fucked. You've lost control of your abilities to think. You're not in control of yourself anymore.
You're off your face on the commute.
Yeah, you're two bottles of gin down. You're out of your fucking mind.
Mm.
And I know you feel like you're right because you've lost the ability to question yourself. That's how you know you're out of your fucking mind, is when you've lost the ability to question yourself.
See, I think that's the
whereas,
problem.
Whereas, you know, have a couple of shots of religion. Knock yourself out. Enjoy a couple of pints of Islam.
Take a jacket.
Yeah. Have a short of Christianity. You're more than welcome. Fucking couple of half pints of Buddhism. You're all good. But as soon as you lose the ability to think that somebody else might find you wrong, then
yeah,
get
exactly.
the fuck out.
That can happen.
And the other side is that, like, you know, that anyone that has a religious bone in their body is a bit of a bonehead. But there is a middle ground there. You know,
yeah.
There is a middle ground. And there's also people that aren't religious at all that don't agree with abortion. Fuck it, man, it's a mixy. We're not going to get to the bottom of it.
Well, we will never figure it out and nobody will ever agree on it. And that's the thing. But I do believe it's conversations that need to happen. And also, like, you know, we need to stop shunning our own women.
Send
we need
it in the
to,
fuck
like,
away.
We just need to.
I think that's the
that's
height
the worst
of fucking
bit
crazy.
As well.
So
yeah.
It's just those two women are my heroes of the week, just for highlighting the whole thing.
Yeah.
For bringing it all that little bit further, bringing a little bit of debate. Even and you have to
I
take a lot
hope,
of hate to do it.
I just hope that it's treated in the way that it should be, because I worry about things that are done on Twitter. I worry about the trolls that are on Twitter.
Geez,
I worry about all
about
of those
it.
Things. So I like that. I just. It is such an important issue and yes, highlighted, but I don't want the fact that it was highlighted on Twitter to take away from the enormity of what it is.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah. Who's your the hero?
I thought that was my kind of heroes of the week. I was going to pick I was going to pick Mick Conlon. But I don't want to talk about fighting again.
No, let's not talk
I'm
about
done
sport.
Talking about fighting today. So that's my hero of the week. Those are the police who arrested Pat Hickey.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Oh, I'm being a fucking asshole now.
Did you see the chalkboard? It's like, what was it from the Olympics? 2 medals.
Oh,
like 6 arrests.
Isn't it amazing? Like, for the Brits going to the Olympics this time around, it has been the most successful, most wonderful Olympics ever. I was chatting to an English buddy of mine. Have you been chatting to any English people lately? Oh my God. It's like, what an Olympics, eh? Unbelievable. Could you believe it? Team GB, all those medals. Second in the world. More than China. More goals than China. Oh, my God.
Those poor Chinese going home, they are fucked.
That's the Chinese. Well, they've got, that's like, they're going to have a lot to answer for. But but Team GB, they flew them home in a plane with a golden nose. And did you see that?
They did.
They landed it with a golden nose. All the brand new red luggage, all the pictures of them in the airport, everyone waving. Our most successful Olympics ever. Oh, aren't they a great lot? Oh, heroes. Oh, isn't it amazing? Oh, what a credit to the country they are. We won a silver medal, a bronze medal, and had 6 people arrested.
So far.
The head of our Olympic committee is in fucking jail.
Can I just point out
he's in fucking jail.
I love the way in any news reports they keep saying Pat Hickey has decided to stand down as the whatever. I'm like, of course he had to stand
temporarily.
Down. Temporarily. I'm like, what is he supposed to be like looking after official business from his cell with his shaved head?
It's so fucked up, isn't it? It's so fucked up.
Although we've all learned from the Peru too.
Oh, you God. Know? The Peru
look,
too.
Look how well Michaela came out of it. She flying. Came out with new hair.
Oh, she's flying these days.
She's a beauty consultant.
You see her on the telly, she's a beauty consultant. She was paying other prisoners to clean her cell. Ah, she was on the pig's back. She was doing a lot better in the Peruvian prison than she was in Ireland.
Hickey could come back. You wouldn't know what type of cartel he's running.
It's gas because all the Irish people I've been talking to are like, oh, the Olympics wasn't really great. It was a bit of a fucking horrible thing. You know, the stink of corruption that's going on. All the bullshit. The drugs that our boxers were taking. Oh, one boxer was taken. The Michael Conlon, the bad judges that got sent home for giving us bad results. And then the head of our Olympic committee in jail over ticket touting scandals. And you're talking to a Brit and go, really? Oh, I must have missed that.
They were too busy. having a wonderful
time. I was
too busy
counting gold medals, yeah. Oh, son. It's been a total.
And now they're leaving us. We can't even have them as part of the EU tally next time.
I know, yeah. Now you're fucking off and leaving us.
So depressing.
Ah, Jesus. I just felt bad about it. But Pat Hickey, I mean, isn't that amazing? I'd say we are the only nation in the world to have the head of our Olympics committee lifted for ticket touting. You know, I tried to get a ticket for
but
the
this
Olympics.
Is it, yeah, because you
couldn't
put it up.
Fucking get one.
They were all gone.
And Dara O'Brien says it perfectly. He says, only the Irish Olympic Committee could be involved in a ticket touting scandal for and a sports event where you can't even give them away. Like, you can't give... There was a million tickets unsold. They couldn't fucking give the Olympics tickets away. And you couldn't buy them if you were Irish because they were selling them on the black market. I mean,
but they have to be doing
God.
It. Historically, they have to be doing it quite a while. Like, this seems to... But didn't some footballer or something, wasn't he approached by, like, one of the Irish Olympic councillors or something, like, looking for tickets for the London Olympics?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure like 4 years ago or whatever it was. Jeez. He was like, did you get here's our tickets?
I couldn't get tickets for the London Olympics either. And again...
No, that was legit. They were sold out.
Yeah, well, there was loads of empty seats.
But like, that's the thing.
The corporate scandal was the London one. Remember, they gave all the tickets to all these corporate people that didn't turn up.
Yeah, because so they couldn't, like, couldn't be arsed.
Yeah, so you couldn't get tickets, but it was all so much ass-kissy going on that nobody bothered turning up to the events anyway. But still, at least the London Olympics wasn't nearly as corrupt, but what are you going to do?
Much nicer event anyway, either way. Definitely a much nicer event. So I think that's it for this week.
Yeah, I think that's me. I think that's enough shite out of me for a while. Until next week anyway.
Great.
I'll talk about Nick Conlon and I want to get a place station and I can't stop going for a wee. I'll tell you about them next week.
Sorry?
I can't stop going for a wee. I cannot stop. I have an uncontrollable bladder at the moment. I don't know what it is. I'm going to look into it and I'll tell you next week what the story is. It's out of control. It's out of fucking
control. Probably should see someone.
I'm
about
putting
that.
Out about 6 litres a day and I'm only taking in 2. So I can't figure it out.
Well, one definitely will be pregnancy, but the rest of them...
Your pregnancy is affecting me.
You're having a phantom pregnancy.
I'm having a phantom pregnancy with my friend.
Oh, Jesus. Right, that's it. Episode 43,
I think.
Yeah, 43. Also, go if you subscribe via iTunes, go on and give us 5 stars. Because that way, whatever way iTunes do an algorithm, it bumps us up.
Oh, it gives, puts the average up or whatever.
Bumps us up. So, listen, I mean, it's shameless. But give us the 5.
Yeah, give us the 5 stars. Go on and tell your friends and tell them to give us 5 stars.
And thank you to everybody because people tweet... And they say, you should listen to this. And so keep doing all of that. Also, I'm changing my Twitter name.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to do that next week.
Yeah.
That's another story we can't talk about at the moment. Oh, and it was my birthday. We didn't talk about that either, but it's all good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was my birthday last week. That's Friday.
I never knew it was your birthday. Well, I got you something. I got you coffee today.
There you go. Happy birthday.
Oh,
right, peace. 43.
Like you,
you did. You always let
like
me
let
down,
you
though. It's standard. But to be honest, that story about the boxing is the gift that keeps giving up. keep in touch and thanks for listening. And 5.
5 stars, 5 stars, 5 stars. Thanks.
Boom.
Talk to you next week, yeah, everybody. Right. Yo.
What's your swan top?
Right, I better fucking leg it. I have to be in the gym.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.